Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with my good friend, brother, mentor, boss, Ralph Martin, who is president of Renewal Ministries. We've been working together directly since about 1990 in there, and it's been an amazing journey.
It's already been, 29 years, Peter? Is that hard to believe?
Yeah, it goes by so fast. It's great to have you back, Ralph.
Yeah, sure.
And friends, we've been talking about the power of God's Word and understanding the consequences of what it means to respond to Jesus and not respond to Jesus, just by trying to listen to the words of Jesus himself and the apostles, which are so clear. But we're going to jump into it again today. But before we do, I want to just invite you, I've mentioned a number of times on the program, to consider joining Ralph and I and our team and Ann Martin and my wife Debbie and Dr. Peter Williamson and others celebrating in 2020 our 40th anniversary. To do that, we're going to take a pilgrimage in the footsteps of St. Paul, May 13th through the 22nd. It also has a cruise, three-day cruise that follows it. And Ralph, you want to say anything about it yourself? Do you have any?
Well, it's very related to what we're talking about right now, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be a chance to really, where Paul was, to kind of really get some good explanation about his preaching there and his teaching there. We have Dr. Peter Williamson coming with us, who's a colleague at Sacred Heart Major Seminary, and his expertise is the letters of St. Paul. And he doesn't teach just as an academic scholar. He preaches and teaches based on real scholarship, but really, really upbuilding stuff, So it's going to be a tremendous opportunity to grow in really receiving God's Word and conforming our life to it, and also just a great time to be with other people who are trying to follow Jesus, just like we are.
Yeah. And the 40th anniversary really is about, Ralph began the whole ministry in 1980, and so we're going to be celebrating that, but also not only to thank the Lord for the amazing journey so far, but also we know and our hearts are burning as white hot as ever, because we know the Lord has more for us, and we're excited about it. And we want to walk the footsteps of St. Paul and ask for the intercession of St. Paul and the saints and Our Lady. And we want to dial into the next phase of what God is calling us to do. But we also just want to celebrate with friends and supporters. So if you'd like to know more about the pilgrimage, you want to join us, you can just go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the information you need is right there on the website. So back to the Word of God, Ralph.
Yes. Well, we did a little bit from Matthew 3, a little bit from Matthew 5, but now we're going to Matthew 7. It's going to take us a while. We're going to stay in Matthew 7
for a while. Oh, there's a lot there.
There's so much there. So there's four different sections here, starting at verse 13. So we'll just take them a section at a time. Jesus is speaking. Remember who Jesus is. Does he know what he's talking about? Yeah. Is he telling us the truth? Yeah. How are we supposed to take this? We're supposed to take this as really the inspired Word of God that the Holy Spirit's giving to us for our salvation. So beginning with verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard, that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Gee, Peter, if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. I mean, it's like you don't just drift into the kingdom of God by going along with how everybody else is going. You gotta make a decision. And Jesus says the violent bear away the kingdom. The kingdom is being taken by violence. And the violence that Jesus is talking about is the violence of conversion, of repentance, of taking up our cross and following Jesus, conforming our life to his word, of saying no to sin, which sometimes can be an agonizing thing to do, to kind of turn away from things that we built our life around that we think is the only thing that will bring us happiness, and letting go of those things that are actually destroying us and darkening us, and taking up our cross and allowing Jesus to purify our hearts and minds so we can see things clearly and begin to live in the peace and joy of the kingdom.
What is the narrow way?
The narrow way is the person of Jesus and his teaching. And you can't have a relationship with the real Jesus unless you pay close attention to his teaching. There's a lot of people who kind of like Jesus. He's still a pretty popular figure in our culture. Every now and then the History Channel has a special on him. Sometimes it's about imaginary relationships with Mary Magdalene and some other weird stuff like that, but sometimes it's pretty good. And every now and then, Jesus makes the cover of Time magazine, yay, Jesus. But a lot of people don't know the real Jesus because he's such a vague figure for people, and they're basically creating a God in their own image. Like you said, I think a couple of programs ago, A lot of people would say something like this. I know one time I was giving a talk and talking about one of the challenging things that Jesus does say. It's challenging to everybody. It isn't like this is easy for everybody. This is, all of us have to go through an inside out kind of change, which sometimes is painful. That's why John of the Cross talks about there's some dark nights. There's some painful letting goes kind of that and transformation of the mind and healing of our bodies in certain kinds of ways and our cravings and our desires. But anyway, a woman came up to me afterwards and she said, "My Jesus would never say that." And that was a little scary because there's not a lot of people making little wooden statues and burning incense to them, but there's an awful lot of people creating a Jesus in their own image, making up their own religion, picking and choosing. And that can really cloak a very profound rebellion against God, a very profound foolishness to put our own stupid thinking against the word of God. I mean, how stupid is that? How stupid is it for the creature to tell the creator what the creator ought to think? I mean, really, it's really kind of crazy. So we really need to never separate the person of Jesus. And there's a lot of talk about personal relationship with Jesus, encounter with Jesus, friendship with Jesus. But we can't have a real encounter with Jesus, a real friendship with Jesus, a real personal relationship, unless it's the real Jesus. And we're not going to know the real Jesus unless we really pay attention to his word. So the narrow way, to get back to your question, is the person of Jesus and his teaching. Jesus is saying, "Come to me and I'll give you rest for your hearts." But he's also saying, if you don't do what I'm telling you to do, you're not my friend.
Yeah. There's no eternal life apart from the person of Jesus.
Yeah.
And he is really, in some ways I think about it, these terms are off, that the Father has deployed Jesus to come to bring us home to him, right?
Yes.
And that Jesus is committed to disciple every single human heart, every single person,
he
to personally
everybody.
Bring them home.
Yeah.
He's knocking on the door of your heart. And he wants to be with you. He wants to live with you. He wants to live in you. He wants to bring you from darkness to light. He wants to bring you all the way. So being with Jesus, following Jesus, keeping him at the center of your life, this is the narrow way. And the wide way then, Ralph, it seems like is pretty wide. It's everything that's not Jesus. Or how do you think about that? How does someone...
Yeah. It's everything that's not centered on Jesus. It's everything that isn't seeking first as the highest priority in our life, the kingdom of God and his holiness. And Jesus tells us, look, this isn't going to work unless you get your priorities straight. He says, the unbelievers are always worried about this, that, and the other thing, what they're going to eat, what they're going to wear, what the future's going to bring. But I say to you, seek first the kingdom of God and his holiness, and these other things will be added as well because your heavenly Father knows you need them. But he's saying, you got to get your priorities right. You got to get your priorities right. And the wide way is the world. The wide way is what we're hearing on television and radio and popular music. It's confusion. It's dispersal. It's celebration of rebellion. It's putting trivia in the first place. It's thinking that the most important thing in our life is the latest political news. It's not. The most important thing in our life is Jesus Christ and his word to us. The most important thing isn't what the world gets excited about. The most important thing is what Jesus tells us.
Yeah. And Jesus is constantly working to help, to get us to be aligned with the very reason we exist.
Yeah.
Because all these other things are secondary things, and some of them can be quite positive, but none of them can save us. None of them can fulfill us.
Yeah.
None of them can lead us to be what we're literally meant to be here on earth and in life of the kingdom to come.
Yeah.
And that's why Jesus is so serious about all this stuff.
Yeah. And Jesus says it's fine to be concerned about food and clothing, but only in the context of first things first. Your heavenly Father knows you need these things, so put your trust in him. He knows what life on earth requires. He's going to give you what you need to fulfill the purpose which you're created. But don't make that the center of your life.
What do you make of the many and the few?
I think, unfortunately, it's a description of how things usually are. I say when Jesus looked out at his own city, Jerusalem, he was weeping because so many people, even though they attended his healing services and applauded his teachings, didn't repent and convert. And I'm afraid the same situation is often the case. Maybe at the very height of Christian culture in the Middle Ages, maybe when everybody sort of believed this, even if they didn't obey it, there were fewer people that were willing to die without confessing their sins. So maybe the proportions were better at certain times when Christian culture was really a support for people. But now where we're experiencing the collapse of Christian culture, we're seeing Christian symbolism removed from our schools and our courts, and we're seeing a rejection of Judeo-Christian Ten Commandments even. We're seeing just a whole pagan culture arise, which is basically saying, we don't need God. We're in charge. We can be whoever we want to be. We don't have to pay attention to what Jesus or the church teaches. And so I would say that right now, you know, I think Jesus, again, is weeping when he looks at our cities. There's so much sin. There's so much rebellion. There's so much indifference. When Jesus described how it's going to be when he returns in glory to judge the living and the dead, he said it's going to be just like it was in the days of Noah. People are going to be eating and drinking, buying and selling, marrying and giving in marriage, until the flood came and destroyed them all. So he wasn't talking about great wickedness in that particular text. That was Matthew 24. But he was saying indifference to God, not paying attention to the prophetic signs that are being given. You know, Noah's building an ark. Hey, guys, what do you think? Do you think something's coming, man? Do you think we got to get ready or not? And there's God's giving warnings today, isn't he, Peter? There's all kinds of prophetic words being spoken. There's all kinds of indications that God's giving. The whole divine mercy devotion, the Marian apparitions, Mary's warnings at Fatima, what Jesus told St. Faustina, the divine mercy, Medjugorje. You know, there's so many signs and wonders being given, trying to get people's attention, trying to get them to wake up to the simplicity of the truth. Mm-hmm. Love God and love your neighbor and pay attention to Jesus.
Yeah. And in the process of that, the diagnosis of the human heart that reveals that we actually don't love God first. And we've got a real problem at the core of our being that's related to the very reason we exist.
Yeah.
And Jesus wants us to be able to just admit the truth. What's in the heart is a lot of darkness. And, mm-hmm. and what we need is a new heart, his spirit, his word, his life. And he's going to transform us. He loves to do it. That's why he's come to do it. He's come to make that happen in our lives. But he can't force it. He's not going to force us to do it.
Yeah.
And so I think it's so crucial to be able to see that. I mean, the Bible here is actually saying, you know, I remember, was it Newman who said, you know, we don't know the exact numbers, but we know that the few can never be more than the many, and the many can never be less than the few, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a point being made here.
Yeah.
There are people who are going to hell. That's a fact. I mean, it's just happening. Yeah. Now, you know, there's these strange conversations out there on the internet, and some people say, well, you know, because we can't name, and the church doesn't name one person who's in hell, basically, we don't know. And on top of that, God is so good. The reality is, probably no one at the end of the day is there to tell the truth.
Yeah.
No one's, that's what even people with collars on are saying. You know what I mean?
No, lots of people are saying that. And what that is a speculation that even though it's a logical possibility, perhaps, kind of cuts out 100 texts where Jesus says, as a matter of fact, you're going to go to hell if you don't obey what I'm saying. Who do you believe? A speculative theologian said, maybe it's like this, or Jesus is saying, for sure it's like this.
Yeah, and so important to understand, too, going back to the core of it all. He said, we will end up in hell if we refuse to obey Jesus. And what is obedience? Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He's talking about love. He's saying, if you align yourself with my teaching, if this comes from your creator, your loving father, if you align yourself with it, it will lead to life. I will bring you to life. But if you don't, and that means saying yes to me and actually walking out what I'm calling you to walk out, what I'm commanding you to walk out. And if you're not walking in my commandments, I don't care what your sentimental feelings are. I don't care what kind of spiritual ideas you have. If you're not dialed into the commandments of Jesus, you don't love him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not concerned about those things, you don't have to do it perfectly. You're going to fall. I mean, he's going to lead you to perfection before you meet the Father. But if you're not obeying his commandments, you're not loving him. It's just that's what he's after. That's the point that he's making here. So, Ralph, this another program went by so fast. But friends, I hope you're being enriched and encouraged by this. I just love the word of God and the help that Jesus gives us. Thank you, Jesus, for the straight way that you speak to us and how strong you are. We say yes to you. We want to follow you. Friends, dial in again tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.